One powerful tool for working with ourselves is the Enneagram, a typology system that has 9 core types. When an individual studying the Enneagram identifies their core type, their core fixation, it's often quite a powerful experience. We can start more clearly seeing and sensing into what our core fears and strengths are and how to work with them. Ken, please share with us how you recommend we go about incorporating the Enneagram into our work with the Actualize OS.
A good typology like the Enneagram will let you do is, in a sense, just what you described. It will help you recognize your strengths, and it will also show you your weaknesses. And so all of those will have a direct application to all of the other areas that you're working on. If you're number 5, the observer, and you take up meditation and you get to a stage of observing, then knowing that can help you not overdo and become dissociative. And so this is true across any number of these elements. What typologies do, you can think of them as fine-tuning the system. So if you had to, you know, just pick items that you had to focus on, certainly levels, certainly lines, absolutely states and waking up, and then all of those are going to be important and true. But then you can go in and just tweak it. It's okay, this is, I still got, you know, that this state is important. I know I need to move through that, but I'm a 7. So I don't want to feel boxed in by this. So I'm going to take that into account. And we can say, okay, when it comes to this particular part of the practice, then be sure and give yourself a sense of openness and a sense of freedom. And don't take this part too seriously. Don't be afraid of what this part is doing, and just see it, recognize it, see it as an object, and then go ahead and move forward. And if you have trouble, you know, come back, repeat that, relaxing with it, seeing it as an object. You're not identified with it anymore. You're transcending it, and then move on. And that can be true at literally every one of these elements. You can tweak them. And that's how I really like to think about typologies, is they're just the perfect tweaking mechanism, because they get down into just the small details. And to say they're small doesn't mean they're not important. It means that they actually give you some crucial tips on how to make these big items really kick in and really work. And I personally have found the Enneagram surprisingly accurate. And so we feel very comfortable using that. And as you say, the one that we'll be looking at more closely. And when we had like graduate courses in integral studies, we always include a type, and it's almost always Enneagram. Now, it's not to say that others aren't also useful. Myers-Briggs has been around forever. It's a very useful 16 different tweakings. But Enneagram seems to be just, you know, in all of these things, you want the smallest number necessary to give the biggest amount of understanding that just allows you to just really fine-tune what you're doing. And so we're highly in favor of finding a topology that can work for you.
Thank you so much, Ken. And for our Actualize OS participants, we hope you're feeling fascinated and empowered to have a working understanding of levels, lines, states, and types. We encourage you to use the Enneagram to explore your own personality type and to use all that Ken has just shared about masculine and feminine types to fuel your own discoveries of how human beings can operate at optimum levels of development.